Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. If you're anything like me, then there's been some times that you end up with your hands on your hips thinking, I should have known better. Maybe it's a minor frustration that can be easily corrected, or maybe it's something that's a bit more serious. In light of our study today, I could envision Jesus with his hands on his hips, but telling the crowds that they should have known better. And so let's see if you can see that too. Let's read Luke chapter 12, verses 54 through 59. That's Luke 12, beginning in verse 54. He also said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, 'A shower is coming,' and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, 'There will be scorching heat,' and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? And why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? As you go with your accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him on the way, lest he drag you to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and the officer put you in prison. I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the very last penny." When you think about it, we predict a lot of things. We predict, we forecast, and plan based on the climate around us. That's true in weather, finances, and other areas of life. We pay attention to what's going on around us, and we respond accordingly. Jesus says as much here, but then he asks the question, why aren't you doing that now with this situation? Was Jesus talking about meteorology and predicting the weather? Not hardly. Remember what he just said in the previous verses of 49 through 53. He has come to do the Father's will here on earth and knows that it will be polarizing, even divisive among the people. But why? Because people were being ignorant to the climate around them. Jesus was there. Jesus was fulfilling prophecy. Jesus was alluding to the judgment day. But what were they doing? Essentially, they are standing outside in the middle of a rainstorm without a care in the world to find an umbrella. They either weren't paying attention or they just didn't care. As you then get to verses 57 through 59, these thoughts are also found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 25 through 26, which is in the midst of Jesus' discussion on anger. And certainly there's a daily application and an eternal application that we can make here. As Jesus talks here in verses 57 through 59 about being drug off to the judge and being put in prison, I think the application we can make is this. If we're not mindful enough with our standing with one another, unwilling to work out our issues and make things right, how do we expect to make things right with God? How will we be self-aware in that scenario, dealing with eternity, when we couldn't work through issues dealing with the day-to-day with each other? As Jesus points out, there's a way to settle things before the accuser drags you to court and you get locked up and are left to pay off your debts from prison. And how is that? Jesus says, make an effort to settle with him on the way. So what would that entail? We need to listen and be willing to reason and have a heart to make things right. The same is true in our relationship with God. If we have sinned against him, which we all have, as Paul says in Romans 3:23, then we need to settle up with God before the judgment. We need to repent, confessing Christ as Lord, and be baptized for the forgiveness of our sins, and then live faithfully as a Christian. That's how the score is settled. That is how we make things right with God. For those of us who are Christians, we need to continue to be self-aware, continue to repent as needed, make things right with God. Because when it's all said and done, none of us will want to hear the Lord say, "You should have known better." Neighbors, we do know better. So let's be sure we're doing what's best. Thanks so much for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.